It's the story of an American held in a dark Venezuelan prison.
Then all of a sudden, they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
I'm Becky Bruce. I spent a year working on Hope in Darkness, which now has more than 2 million downloads. Find it on KSLpodcast.com or wherever you listen to podcasts.
KSL News Time, 4:15. The three things you need to know this hour first.
Local doctors and health experts are weighing in on revised CDC mask guidance. One infectious disease physician with the U of U thinks we took off the masks too soon and hopes people will put them back on in public indoor settings. I'm KSL News Radio's Nick Wyatt.
Second, the Department of Justice says former members of the Trump administration can testify to the January 6th committees. New York Times reports the former president has argued his decisions as president are protected by executive privilege. Third, our biggest traffic trouble spot. Here's Ricky.
Fire crews on the scene of a vehicle fire in Parley's Canyon. Eastbound I-82 right lanes are blocked near Lamb's Canyon. It's causing just a little bit of backup. Slowdown setting in on southbound I-15 in Salt Lake County, Murray through Midvale. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
Scattered storms over central Utah, and some of those are pushing north. I'm Kevin Eubank.
93 degrees downtown. Time for KSL's top national stories.
From ABC News, I'm Daria Albinger. It may be time to mask up again. The CDC is now urging even those who are fully vaccinated against COVID-19 wear them indoors in locations where transmissions, especially from the Delta variant, are high. Director Dr. Rochelle Walensky.
CDC recommends community leaders encourage vaccination and universal masking to prevent further outbreaks in areas of substantial and high transmission.
All adults and students at schools nationwide are encouraged to wear masks indoors regardless of their vaccination status.
Delta has really changed the game. I know the American people are going to feel like whiplash, like, wait, you just said that masks, you know, we can remove the masks if you're vaccinated. But that was really before Delta.
ABC News contributor Dr. John Brownstein. Emotional testimony today from four police officers at the first hearing of a select House committee investigating the January 6th attack on the Capitol.
D.C. police officer Michael Fanone didn't hold back when calling out lawmakers who have blocked efforts for an investigation, slamming his fist on the witness table when he said,
"The indifference shown to my colleagues is disgraceful."
In powerful testimony, Fanone said,
"Nothing, truly nothing, has prepared me to address those elected members of our government who continue to deny the events of that day, and in doing so, betray their oath of office."
Catherine Falders, ABC News, Capitol Hill.
A promise from President Biden to the intelligence community.
I'll never politicize the work you do. You have my word on that. It's too important for our country.
The president making his first visit to the Department of National Intelligence, also talking about the growing threats that China and Russia pose when it comes to cyber attacks. U.S. women's gymnastics wins Olympic silver at the team competition at the Games in Tokyo after Simone Biles withdrew, citing mental health concerns. You're listening to ABC News.
Time now for the KSL In-Depth. The CDC issued new guidance this afternoon to put your mask back on if you live in a high transmission area. CDC Director Rochelle Walensky says despite the recommendation, there's still low risk for people who have been vaccinated.
I think we still largely are in a pandemic of the unvaccinated. The vast majority of transmission, the vast majority of severe disease, hospitalization, and death is almost exclusively happening among unvaccinated people, which is why we so very much want to double down on making sure people continue to get vaccinated. That said, if you have a vaccinated individual who is in a place that with substantial or high transmission, they're contacting a lot of people, one in 20, one in 10 of those contacts could potentially lead to a breakthrough infection if you have an effectiveness of 90% to 95%. And so that's why we're saying in areas of substantial or high transmission, even if you are vaccinated, that we believe it's important to wear a mask in those settings.
The CDC is also recommending all people who enter K through 12 schools this fall mask up. You've been listening to KSL In-Depth at 15 and 45. KSL News Time 419 Triple Team Traffic is sponsored by Zions Bank, your business banking home. Here's Ricky Meese.
Fire crews still on the scene of this vehicle fire in Parley's Canyon. Eastbound I-80 by Lambs Canyon. Two right lanes are blocked. A little bit of backup in the area. On the valley floor, traffic filling in and slowing down. Southbound I-15 between 4500 and 90th South. A lot of heavy and slow traffic on the eastbound side of the 21st South Freeway coming from Magna into about 7200 West, and a possible hit and run crash 3500 South, 1800 West. That's a block west of Redwood Road. Len?
5600 West looking a little bit busy north of the 201 toward I-80, and out on the Bangor Highway looking pretty good up in Glendale. But then if you go down to South Jordan and the Kearns area, get a little busy with some construction in there. And making your way on I-15 over the point of the mountain is pretty good as you head southbound. But you've got a little bit of slowing in American Fork right past Pioneer Crossing. Steve?
And construction will slow you down if you're on 3rd West between 13th and 21st South. That's going to last pretty much all summer. Scattered slowdowns on northbound 15 to the Layton Parkway up to Hill Air Force Base. And fire continues to affect the drive on westbound I-84 approaching about 475 East and South Weber with the right lane closed there. Steve Carlson in the KSL Traffic Center.
And traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the 9s. Let's check the 7-day forecast. Here's Kevin Eubank.
Thanks a lot, Maria. We'll scattered thunderstorms and rain over central Utah, and some of those are creeping a little to the north. Tonight, partly cloudy skies, low of 74, then widespread thunderstorms and rain on Wednesday here in Salt Lake City with highs in the mid-90s. Scattered thunderstorms linger on Thursday, and then another wave of thunderstorms and rain come up Friday into Saturday into Sunday as temperatures drop down into the upper 80s as we head through the weekend. Drier conditions for the first of next week. From the KSL Weather Center, I'm Kevin Eubank.
Mostly cloudy, 93 degrees in downtown Salt Lake City. The hot spot, St. George, sunny and 97.
Does it feel like finding clothes in your fit is impossible? Tired of feeling overwhelmed with options that just aren't right? Let the experts at Stitch Fix do the shopping for you. At Stitch Fix, we make sure each piece is hand-selected for your life. So whether you're staying home or on the go, Stitch Fix has the answer for what to wear. We make it easy to find what works for you. Signing up takes just a few minutes, and styles are delivered directly to your door. Get started today at StitchFix.com. Stitch Fix, your style delivered.
Be the first to hear breaking news or emergency traffic updates. Text the word NEWS to 57500. That's the UCCU KSL text line. Love where you bang.
You know that feeling? Like every door is closing and you just can't see a way out? Being unemployed, underemployed, or just out of school feels a lot like that. But when you find the right tools, suddenly everything just clicks. Getting on that path may be easier than you think. A good place to start? Go to findsomethingnew.org. At findsomethingnew.org, you have access to resources that help develop new skills. Skills that will position you for careers in today's growing industries. From healthcare and manufacturing to cybersecurity and alternative energy. Plus, you can take advantage of online courses, certification programs, apprenticeships, and more. So you can take yourself from unemployed and uncertain to empowered and prepared for what's next. Find your path to a new career today. Visit findsomethingnew.org. A message from the Ad Council.
KSL Unrivaled's Alex Keery, Scott Mitchell will be at Tim Daly Nissan in Murray Saturday from noon to 2. Come take advantage of the great deals on a Nissan and Tim Daly Auto's forever warranty.
I'm Andrew Saul, Commissioner of Social Security. Beware of threatening calls from telephone scammers pretending to be government employees. These calls are not from us. Hang up and report the call at oig.ssa.gov.
Not completing high school is more of a social thing than it was an academic thing. I came out in the 11th grade. Nobody was embracing you. The kids were cruel. It was very difficult to be gay. Even though all these years have passed, I still had that longing to have my diploma.
The hard part was determining that I was going to do it, but I definitely didn't do it alone.
At age 30, with the help of her mentor, Carissa finished her high school diploma.
I have a mentor, Maria. She convinced me to continue my education and to finish what I started to get my diploma. Just never judges. She's a true role model. If you're even considering getting your high school diploma, go get it. you can do it.
No one gets a diploma alone. If you're thinking of finishing your high school diploma, you have help. Find free adult education classes near you at finishyourdiploma.org. That's finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
KSL News Time, 425. We are watching Utah's money. Most places have a mask mandate for unvaccinated people, but one restaurant in California has vowed to only serve non-vaccinated people, and they are asking patrons to show proof that they haven't gotten their COVID shot, and then they'll serve them. KSL Drives, Ford is ramping up its electric vehicle production. The company is opening a $100 million EV facility in Michigan, set to open sometime in the next year. The icon Campbell's Chicken Noodle Soup can, which is the icon, is getting a redesign for the first time in about 50 years. Now, don't worry, the red and white design will stay the same, but there will be some small changes on the front of the can. On Wall Street today, the Dow was down 85 points. It ended at 35,082. S&P was down by 20, and the NASDAQ also sunk 180 points. Dogs are being blamed for the collapse of a light pole in Japan.
Investigators in Suzuka, Japan think they know why a 21-foot-tall steel light pole suddenly collapsed. It turns out the pole was a favorite of dogs, who routinely gave it the one-leg salute. After years of being doused with dog urine, a local newspaper reports that police forensic scientists think the pooch pee eroded the pole until it finally snapped from its base. The pole was installed 23 years ago and was supposed to have a 50-year lifespan, but perhaps that should have been measured in dog years. Dave Packer, ABC News.
A gun in the face.
Then all of a sudden, they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
Started 2 years of horror for an American in Venezuela.
They said, you need to give us your phone and get ready because you're coming with us.
I'm Becky Bruce, and I spent a year researching and piecing together Josh and Tammy Holt's story about their ordeal in a notorious prison.
That's when everything started to turn bad. We had another pound on the door. Boom, boom, boom. And there was the police once again.
You can binge all of the episodes of Hope and Darkness on KSLpodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.